Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And a big spring-like welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is, of course, the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Well, we are well into spring now. The bluebells, they're up at Hartwood. If you've not been up there, do get up there. Just not quite at their best yet, but it won't be long. The birds are singing and they're making nests and... haha. Most excitingly, there's some frog spawn in my pond. Now, it's not as much frog spawn as 2 years ago, before the beast from the east, which put an end to the amorous intent of frogs in my garden. But I am so excited to see that local frogs, well, possibly just two of them, are hanging on in there and hopefully starting to make a recovery. Fingers crossed for them and also for the frogs in your garden if you've got them. Now, it's not just the natural world that's busy around St. Albans at the moment. It is a busy time for all of us, with so much great stuff going on. Now, coming up later, exciting times for St. Albans Sustainability Festival. But first, well, the vegan diet has been shown to have a lower environmental impact than those including animal products. And this Sunday saw the first vegan market come to St. Albans Marketplace. I went down there at about, 2 o'clock on Sunday to find out how it was going. Now, even though the weather was, it was cold, it was grey, not really the kind of weather that most of us want to get out in, the market was packed with people. And having chatted to a few, the main comment I got was, "This is great. When's it going to happen again?" So I tracked down Lewis from the company that has organised the market to find out.
Hi, Lewis. So you're from Vegan Markets UK?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and this is the first vegan market you've held in St. Albans?
This is the very first one for St. Albans, yeah.
Okay, so how has it gone today?
Really, really well. We were busy from 10 o'clock and then by midday it was... very, very hectic, which is great. Great to see lots of people out and about, lots of people asking when the next vegan market in St. Albans will be.
Okay, so what's the answer to that then?
Well, the answer is hopefully July. We'll chat to the council and decide future dates, but we'll aim to do it 3 times this year and then hopefully more and more often as it grows more popular.
So where are all the stalls from here today?
There's a mixture, so we've got a lot of local companies, St. Albans or Harpenden, etc. And then we have some businesses that follow us around throughout the UK, different locations.
So you're not just running things like this in St. Albans, you're doing these throughout the country?
Yeah, absolutely. As far north as York and Leeds, as far south as Guildford and Maidstone, and a lot around this area, Cambridge, Oxford, St. Albans, etc.
I mean, there is a perception that, you know, people are becoming more aware of veganism and that sort of thing. Is your business expanding?
Absolutely, yeah. So we started 4 years ago, and I guess you could have called veganism much more niche back then. Now it's certainly mainstream. You really see higher numbers of people coming along to the events we run, and just generally more interest online as well, and social media. So yeah, it's great to see.
Brilliant. We look forward to seeing you back here in July then.
Thank you very much.
And I was talking there to Lewis from the company that organised the vegan market. Now, I can hear you mumbling, yeah, but he organised it, so he would think it had been a success, wouldn't he? Well, let's find out what the stallholders thought. I found a stallholder with a, well, by the time I got there, quite a depleted stock of very tasty-looking cake slices, you know, sort of chocolatey things, and asked her what she thought.
Hiya, what's your name?
I am Christina.
And what are you selling here at the vegan market?
Well, we're selling vegan desserts, but not only vegan. They're gluten-free and sugar-free as well. So just healthy options here. We do cold-pressed, freshly squeezed juices and vegan smoothies. So we've been extremely busy. We ran out of everything. Our shop tomorrow is going to be empty. I'm very excited about it.
It has to be said, everything looks extremely tasty. There seems to be a lot of chocolate and, you know, really yummy-looking things here. It's hard to believe that it's all vegan and so healthy.
I I know. We have a golden hands lady in our shop upstairs in the kitchen. She's just she was working tonight. She cooked 3 trays of baked sweet potato brown, which we're very known for, and it's already almost gone. We're extremely excited because we're all vegan as well.
Yeah.
So we've been to all the kind of shops as well. Everyone's extremely welcome. And yeah, we've been just exchanging all our things with other people because everyone's just so excited to come to try something new. We try from somebody else. There are very known vegan people coming here as well. And we buy desserts from them, even cosmetics and even jewellery, actually.
So actually, for you as a stallholder, actually you found this is a great place to come and find other vegan products and things.
Absolutely, because ourselves, we're local business of St. Albans, and in St. Albans there's just one place, and it's us who are doing vegan desserts. So with this event, we're hoping that people will see that vegan places are needed in here, especially sustainable places, like Refill Pantry, that we have a shop here with sustainability, because it's not about just being a vegan market. It's about sustainability, eating organic things, and just being healthy. So that's where we start.
So it's been really worth you coming then today.
Absolutely. We're so excited today to be here. We did not expect that it's going to be that busy when the weather is just not sunny. Sometimes it's raining. So we're very excited to see that a lot of people are very interested in what we're doing. They're interested in what is happening in this world and what needs to be done, you know?
Okay. So apparently they're thinking that I've just spoken to the chap who's organising this. He says perhaps July for another one. Will you be along then?
Be along in the events, you mean?
Another vegan market here in St. Albans.
Oh my God, if it would be happening once a week, we would be here every week for sure.
Okay, so you just can't get enough then?
We cannot get enough. This is our first one because our business is brand new. So we are so excited to see that there are so many businesses and we are hoping that somebody's going to come to St. Albans even more. Oh. So let's hope for another 1.5 years.
A very happy stallholder here then. Great to see those big smiles. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
And that was a very happy Christina with her lovely sweet treats there. And let's hope she got the opportunity to find some of the other local businesses doing vegan and healthy food like hers. And as she said, there was a whole range of stalls, natural skincare products, green cleaning products, and of course, lots of very tasty looking food. Now, a stall selling something a bit different caught my eye, and I thought you might like to hear about this. Let's hear from Govinda.
Hi Govinda.
Hello.
So you're here, what are you selling here today?
So we are selling packed water lily seeds. So it's a very unique product, still unknown in the UK. So this is why we came here, to make people discover about it.
Okay, and how have people found your stall today? Have they been interested in popped water lily seeds?
Very interested, as soon as they try, and that's why for us it's very important that people try it. They buy it, so I guess it's good. Yeah.
And is this the first vegan market you've been to?
No, we are doing almost every weekend vegan festivals and markets.
Okay. And are they all as busy as this, basically? I'm amazed how many people are here today.
Yeah. It was very busy, very good crowd, and very nice, very enthusiastic people.
Okay. So I spoke to the chap from the vegan market, says that hopefully there'll be another event like this in July. Will you be along?
Yeah, we asked him already if he can make another market here, because it's very nice, very good day.
So a day well spent today.
Yeah, very good people, yes, very good crowd.
Excellent, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Isn't it great to hear so much enthusiasm from the stallholders there? I'll get in touch with VegFest UK, who were the organisers, and let you know when I find out the date for the next St Albans Vegan Market. And certainly everyone I knew who went along to the market shared the enthusiasm of those stallholders you heard from there, and are very much looking forward to the next one. Now, one of the stalls at the market was run by the Sustainability Festival, where they had their programmes fresh off the press and were handing them out. And here to tell us more about how they're progressing is Sushil Rao from the Sustainability Festival Committee. Hi Sushil, thank you for joining me. So where can people keen to pick up a copy of the SOSFest programme, where can they find one?
All across the district, actually. So if you're in St Albans, Waterstones, Odyssey Cinema at Lash, the Refill Pantry, if you're in Harpenden Library at the council, various shops will have them. There'll be cafes and places in Redbourne and Wheathampstead will have them. So you can You'll just bump into them everywhere, hopefully.
Pick
one up and have a look.
So it shouldn't be hard sourcing your copy then. Excellent. So when do the events start? Just remind us.
It starts on the 11th of May, so that's a Saturday. So good day to start.
That sounds like a great day to start. And everything goes to the 1st of June, doesn't it? Excuse me. Now, there's more to the programme this year than just advertising the SustFest events. Tell us about the How to Be a Climate Hero page in the programme.
Ah, yes. So we're trying to get people to think about things that they can do, so whether they're little things or whether they're bigger things. And anyone can make small changes which will make a difference. So we've got the Climate Hero bingo card, more or less, and it's things you can get inspired to do, whether it's walking more, sharing your car, using your bicycle, or cutting out food waste, or even just spreading the word, listening to films. Things that will inspire you to make a change or inspire you to talk to others about what they might do.
OK, so just all little things that mean that we can help cut our carbon, help the climate a little bit. And why just in this year's brochure have you decided to do this? Why is now a good time to make these changes?
Well, it's always been a good time. This year there's been a lot going on with climate rebellion and with Greta Thunberg saying about what we need to do at the latest COP.
Yeah.
24, I think
so,
it was.
So she's the schoolgirl who has been on school strike asking for leaders to take climate change seriously, isn't she? So
exactly, yes.
All these sorts
so
of
raising
things.
The awareness and letting adults know that children think this is important.
Right. Okay.
So one of the things we're trying to do, we've always tried to do, is get people to make changes themselves.
Yeah.
And so this year we've got things that you can do at different levels to make a difference to your climate impact. And we're also encouraging people to sign the climate emergency petition to get our council to actually say there is a climate emergency.
Okay, then. And if people wanted to do that, how do they do that?
All they have to do is they go to sustainablestalbans.org /petition and they'll be able to do it from there.
Okay, fantastic. That sounds like a great idea. Now, could you just pick out, a couple of events just to whet our appetites, get us looking forward to the Sustainability Festival?
Ah, there's all sorts of different things. So depending what you like, there's a Climate Emergency Open Mic Night on Monday the 13th of May, where we're just going to get people to come up, say, 5 minutes, 2 minutes on things that are important to them, and we'll have general discussions. There's also a talk the next day on discovering wild medicines on your doorstep. So learn about how to use different herbs and wild plants, which will just help you a little bit.
OK, that sounds good.
And then there's also things for children. So there's river dipping at Batford Springs. And that was so popular, they've actually put on an extra event. So it's in the morning and the afternoon.
Fantastic. As you say, that is always popular. Book your place now to avoid disappointment. Yep.
There's also things going on throughout the whole festival. So Trestle Art Space is doing things to do with sustainable legacy. So craft things, having sales of secondhand goods and things like that to get people not using as much stuff as they might normally do.
Okay, and that's Trestle, which is over on Russet Drive, isn't it, in St Albans?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you were just going to tell us about one more, Meet Munch. Who's Munch?
Oh, yes, Munch. Munch is a hungry food waste lorry. So Munch is actually going to be in both Harpenden and St Albans. So in St Albans, he's going to be there during the market takeover on the 19th of May.
Okay.
And there's things for adults, things for children, learning how to reduce your food waste, what to do with your food waste, activities for kids to work out what might happen, and also stuff for adults to learn, just seeing how it works and finding out a bit more of what happens to our food waste when we throw it in the bin.
Okay, so that sounds informative and quite a lot of fun as well. Very much looking forward to the Sustainability Festival. Sushil Rai, thank you very much indeed. And I was talking there to Sushil Rai from the Sustainability Festival Committee. Now, a quick update. The Planet Emergency Petition that Sushil spoke about is not actually live yet. It will be live from the 11th of May when the Sustainability Festival gets underway. And we'll hear more about that nearer the time. Now, Plastic Free St Albans are organising the Sustainability Festival Blue Dot Art Trail. Local cafes and shops will host a piece of artwork focusing on sustainability, in particular on the problem of plastic pollution. And Plastic Free St Albans have asked me to make a shout out for any local artists. If you have created a piece of art that could be related to the problem of plastic pollution, or if you would like to create one and have it on, as I say, on display around the city, then please do get in touch with them. Contact Christelle, and her email address is plasticfreesa@gmail.com. Right, now, gardeners, you've been carefully filling your green bin all year, and now it's time to use some of the lovely stuff that it's made into. This Sunday, it's the council's annual compost giveaway, and you can collect up to 5 bags of free compost. Go to the Viola Depot, that's on Ronson's Way, at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, armed with bags for your compost and a spade to shovel the compost into the bags. Now, as they say, the offer's only on while stocks last, and it does tend to be a bit of a scrum. So I'd advise getting there for 7 o'clock on the dot to be sure of your free compost. And whether you're a gardener or just appreciate a lovely garden, or frankly, you just appreciate an excuse for a breath of fresh air and a slice of cake, then you'll be pleased to know that the National Garden Scheme of Open Gardens is now underway. And from now on until the autumn, you'll find beautiful gardens that you can visit and enjoy locally. Now, if you're not familiar with the scheme, the gardens are usually private gardens kindly opened by the owners to share the enjoyment of their beautiful space, to raise money for some great charities, and to inspire us in our own gardens. Now, so the first garden this year is a little bit of a car journey away. It's up at Alswick Hall near Buntingford, a beautiful listed Tudor house with 5 acres of landscape garden set in unspoiled farmland. It's got ponds, rockeries, herbaceous borders, beds, lots of tulips, wildflower meadow, lots of, they say they've got daffodils, tulips, chamassias, crown imperial, spring blossom. Fantastic. What's not to like there? Also, if you want to entice your less garden-orientated friends and family along, you'll be pleased to know that there's a licensed bar, hog roast teas and homemade cakes. So that's on Sunday between 12 and 4:30. Adults are £5 and children are free. Do take a look at the National Spring Cleaning page. That's the national website. Plastic Free St Albans are getting together with the Vare Valley Society, 10:30 till 12:30, meeting at Sockwell Green Space to give the Vare a bit of a clean. Do join me at the same time next week, when we'll be listening about a whole range of wild events kicking off at Highfield Park. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.